ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 14 एंटाइटल्ड किंग चित्रकेतुस लैमेंटेशन। वी बिगिन फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 23 बट बिकॉज इट हैज नो पर्पट 26th has been written. So first I will read 23, 24 and 25 and then we'll all chant together 26. 23 Chitraketur uvacha Bhagwan kimna viditam tapo jnana samadhibhi yoginam dvasta papanam bahir anta sharirishu. King Chitraketu said, O great Lord Angira, because of austerity, knowledge and transcendental samadhi, you are freed from all the reactions of sinful life. Therefore, as a perfect yogi, you can understand everything external and internal regarding embodied conditioned souls like us. Tathapi pruchato bruyam brahmanatmani chintitam bhavato vidushaschapi choditastva anudnaya. O great soul, you are aware of everything, yet you are asking me why I am full of anxiety. Therefore, in response to your order, let me disclose the cause. Lokapalair apir prarthya samrajyair aishwarya sampadah nanandan nanandayanti aparjammam shuttukamam evapare. As a person aggrieved by hunger and thirst is not pleased by the external gratification of flower garlands or sandalwood pulp, I am not pleased with my empire, opulence or possessions, which are desirable even for great demigods, because I have no son. So now we'll all read text 23 together. ततः पाहि महाभाग पूर्वैः सह गतं तमः यथा तरेम दुष्पारम् प्रजया तद्विदेहि मे विदेहिनः। सेशन इज परपर्ड by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Therefore, O great sage, please save me and my forefathers who are descending to the darkness of hell because I have no progeny. Kindly do something so that I may have a son to deliver us from hellish conditions. Purport. According to Vedic civilization, one gets married simply to have a son who is needed to offer oblations to his forefathers. King Chitraketu reasonably desired to beget a child so that he and his forefathers might be delivered from the darkest regions. He was concerned with how to get pinda oblations in the next life, not only for himself, but also for his forefathers. Therefore, he requested Angira Rishi to favor him by doing something that could help him get a son. So here, King Chitraketu is expressing his cause of lamentation. We have heard in the past few days that how Maharaj Chitraketu had everything in this world, and also he is mentioning over here that I have everything which is even desirable for great demigods, but still I am aggrieved. He said, just like a person who is aggrieved by hunger and thirst, and if you put him in nice AC hall or give him nice Sunday feast, not feast because he's hunger, sorry, but if you give him nice place to rest, Sunday feast he will be relieved, but nice place to rest and some garlands and some chandan paste, maybe some car, but still his hunger and thirst, because he is aggrieved by hunger and thirst, he will not be relieved. What he needs is the Sunday feast prasadam so that he can be relieved. In a similar way, Maharaj Chitraketu is expressing that I have everything in this world, a palace, a kingdom, family, wives, wealth, position, power, military, ministers. But just because I don't have a son, I am feeling aggrieved. And he is also telling the cause, some logical reason why he wants a son. Generally, yes, everyone in this material world desires a son. But he is also telling a logical reason which is not so much relevant in today's age. But at least it was relevant in the Vedic culture. That he wanted a son so that the son can perform pinda. And then he can be relieved from the... He and his ancestors can be relieved from the process of going into hellish life for suffering the reaction. As we said, this is typical section of Karma Kanda section of Vedic scriptures, which was rejected straight away by Maharaj Parikshit. Because this is not a permanent relief from the hellish life. You may be relieved from the hellish condition, a son may offer a pinda, and then you may again get back birth, human birth, and again you may, as Parikshit has expressed, that sometimes these people, kaschit nivartate abhadrat, kaschit charati tat puna, prayas chitta athopetam manne kunjara shauchavat. That is that I have seen sometimes these people, they follow some nice, they don't do all bad activities, but again they engage into sinful activities. Kaschit nivartate abhadrat, kaschit charati tat puna. Sometimes they give up sinful activities, and sometimes they walk on the path of sinful activities again. So this prayas chitta, he says, I don't find it very intelligent. But this system is a bona fide system to deliver the ancestors from hellish life. And why the ancestors will go to hellish life is explained because while living in this material world, generally, although man may be pious, but it is difficult for him, very difficult, not impossible, to be completely sinless. Some sins, without even our desires, do happen during our lifetime, and for sure in Kali Yuga, also in the previous ages. So for this, the system was a son is begotten and then he would offer pinda. Actually, that is also very scientific, because pinda is nothing but a Vishnu prasad. It is offered to Vishnu first, and then that is offered to the ancestors, and in that way they are purified. So whole this system was there. In today's age, if we say something like this, it will create a big controversy. But still, if we see some material conditions, as like Srila Prabhupada pointed out, people may blame India for having this Varnashram system. Certainly, this caste system is nothing to do with Varnashram system. It is a completely perverted reflection. But still, that as Prabhupada says, it is a very scientific way to divide a society. And Krishna himself has created it. And therefore, we see, whatever it may be the case, any part of the world, these four classes of men are unavoidable. One may go to even America, Europe, Russia, Australia, Africa. Anywhere, these four classes of men are always there. They may not be exactly as per birth, but they are there. They are someone who is teaching. May not be teaching the right things, but they are teaching. Then someone who is protecting. Means supposed to do the duty of protection, military or police. Then someone who are engaged in business. They are not exactly the right things, but that tendencies are there. And then someone who are engaged in other service. Similarly, however, these are natural inclinations of a conditioned souls who are in the bodily consciousness of life. To get attracted to physical beauty, desire these things. In the whole world, anyone may claim any amount of equality in the caste, creed, color. But even in the West, if we see, some of our duties have gone. We see a great divide between whites and blacks, even though the rule was passed many, many hundreds of years back. Still, that distinction is maintained. Somebody in this material world is desirable. Everyone desires to have a fair body, one who can have good artistic qualities, good speech, good memory, good height, good build. It's natural. Everyone desires. Similarly, everyone desires to have a children, son, and like that. So we can't exactly deny. But this system which is mentioned over here is a typical section of karma kanda. Sometimes, and because these are under conditioned souls, bodily necessities, material necessities, what happens in this material world is even though these things are highly desirable, as said in Bhagavad Gita, they end up into misery. Like Chanakya Pandit, here it was told to Maharaj Chitaketu, in the next verse it will be told that you might get a son, but he will be cause of shok also, harsha shok. So as generally the sons are, he thought, okay, my son will also be disobedient. He will do some mischief. He says, that's nothing unusual. All the boys or the sons in this world are disobedient. And most of them, they don't listen to their parents. They want to do independence. Actually, if you see, these are very natural and therefore the instructions were like that. What are instructions for raising a child? Lalayet pancha varshani, dasa varshani, tadayet. Prapteshu shodasa varshe, putram mitravat samacharet. See, these are very natural inclinations or proclivities of a conditioned soul. Even if a father wants to maintain control over a child who is now more than 15 years old, the child grows independent. So therefore it is told, better first 5 years you fulfill all the desires of the child, love him. Then next 10 years, discipline him. But once he is grown up, the instruction is better behave with him like a friend, or he will not neither be a friend, neither be a son. He will go away. So the instruction is better behave with him like a friend. This is natural. We see another case, like Varnashram system is very scientific. We see these instructions are very scientific. It is said after we attain 50, one should take to Vanprastha Ashram. Voluntarily. But nowadays people want to stay home. So the child drives him, the father away. You go to the Vanprastha Ashram. So we see this. If we don't want to, those things will happen. So these are very natural things that should. So Vedic culture is very nicely observing these things and telling us that we better do these things. Otherwise, the child will go away, or you will have to go away when you attain the age of Vanprastha. So better you yourself go away, you know, on the, what we call it, decent way or respectful way. So these things are there, and then take sannyas. All these things are nice instructions for a conditioned souls, and we as a human society can't reject them because we are yet conditioned souls. We are not on a completely avadhut level, in the sense our bodily necessities do trouble us, bodily conveniences and inconveniences do trouble us. So these rules are there, and therefore this desire is there. Just like there is a desire to have a fair body, a tall body, a well-built personality, impressive personality. Similarly, in this material, there is a desire for having a wealth. It's natural. No one can deny it. And therefore, there is a desire to have a child. So, but Chanakya Pandit said, Kova putrena jatena yona vidvana dharmika. Kanena chakshuha kimva chakshushu pidaiva kevalam. That, what's the point in having a son if he's neither a scholar, a vidwan, or neither a religious person, a devotee. Sometimes, like Maharaj Chitaketu, he was too mad to have a son. But Chanakya Pandit says, there's no point in having a son if he's neither a scholar, a vidwan, who can do some good work, or neither a dharmika, that is a religious person, or a pious, a devotee, basically a devotee. So Chanakya Pandit says, if your son is neither a scholar, neither a devotee, it's just like a painful source of pain. Kanena chakshusha kimva, if there is a blind person, but if he has an organ of eye which cannot see, then it creates more misery. Just like our Vrajhari Prabhu, Baldev Prabhu told the story, not Vrajhari, Baldev Prabhu told the story of that nose, a short nose, and then it was improper, and it was causing so much misery to that man, getting a big nose and so many noses and all these things. Similarly, if a person is already blind, and if he has an organ, it creates more misery. Similarly, if we have a son who is neither a devotee and neither a scholar, he creates more misery we see in this world. Such a son who is neither a scholar, neither a devotee, creates more misery to the parents. It's better to not have the son. So Chanakya Pandit says that, but still if we see that these tendencies in this material world are very prominent, and they cannot be exactly removed from the human society. In fact, in human society, in this material world, people, they want to take or interfere with their karmic reactions. As Narad Maharaj made that point, in the process of interfering into karmic reactions, a man creates more of his own karmic reactions. In this material world, rather than just accepting his own fate in the form of his karmic reaction, there is so much endeavor to change. Somebody is not a tall person, there are so many advertisements, come and become tall. There are so many advertisements to gain weight, lose weight. Big industry is there. There is so much industry to become fair. And nowadays, this we are hearing, having a child, a boy, there is an advertisement to change your sex, you can become a boy or a girl, whatever you want. There is so much, we have already got a material body, and this is, Prabhupada says, this is like we are already having an illusion or a fever, and then trying to increase the fever. We are already having a temperature of 104, this bodily consciousness, and within that we are trying to adjust so many things, completely thoughts on the flesh, a body. How can I change my body situation? And this is completely getting illusion into illusion. This whole world, if we see, is completely geared to increase the illusion of a conditioned soul. They're just trying to increase. Just trying to change the situation for a better future. But in the way, what's happening is they are creating more worse and worse future. In this material world, we see there's so much scientific endeavor to just change some our karmic reactions. So much. Some slight... and people are mad after it. People want to accept these scientific products to make their white hair black again. And all these things. In that way, they waste their human energy. They waste their human energy, which is meant for self-realization. On the other hand, in the Vedic culture, we see a man has to be peaceful. As like Lord Chaitanya, we are hearing Brahmacharya class from Vraj Chandra Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya, he asked for a servant. He said the previous servant you gave was of a disturbed mind. And now I don't want any other such person. Please give me a person who is having peaceful mind. Because only when the mind is peaceful, we can think of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Sometimes we see in utter distress, a person begins to his devotional service, but then he has to concentrate fully, he has to advance on a peaceful level. He has to understand, like Dhruva Maharaj, he began his spiritual life in a distressful condition. But later on he says, I don't want all these things. Better let me continue my chanting of holy names. In a similar way, Lord Chaitanya, he said, if a person is too disturbed about his material situation in this world, it will be very difficult to think of Supreme Lord. Because it's too disturbed means he is not accepting the supremacy of Supreme Lord. And he thinks he is the doer. He can change the situation. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Prakruti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudhatma kartahamiti manyate. So he is an illusion. Prakruti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudhatma. If a person thinks that I am the doer in this material world, then he is under illusion. Ahankara vimudhatma. Because he is saying karta ahamiti manyate. For this, when Mahavishnu Maharaj was here, he gave a very nice story that actually how everything in this world is being carried on by the material nature, the under direction of Supreme Lord. But a person, he feels, I am the doer. He says, just like in the village, sometimes there is bullock cart going on. We see sometimes, if you go in outside Bombay, we see these bullock carts. The two bulls, they pull the cart, and one or two men are sitting in the cart with some luggage. And generally in the villages, many people, they have a dog in their home. So when the bullock cart goes out, the dog also walks below the bullock cart. As if he is actually controlling. He thinks that I am pulling the cart. Because he is below the cart. But actually, the bulls are pulling. So sometimes you may say to the dog, "Oh, Mr. Dog, please come here. Why you are below the cart?" He said, no, can't you see? I am pulling the cart." In a similar way, in this material world, actually everything is being carried on by this material world. Although we in illusion may think, "I am doing. I am raising my family. I am earning so much money. I am increasing my name and fame." But everything is completely under control of material nature. And here, Chitraketu Maharaj, his mind was completely disturbed. Why? Because he was not having a son. As I said, he could not understand that he is not destined to have a son. By his karmic reactions, whatever it may be, he was not supposed to have a son. And therefore, even though he tried with so many millions of wives, he could not produce a son. And that was a great cause of anxiety, disturbance for him. Therefore, when this sage came, was an advanced devotee, Maharaj Angir, he was a pure devotee of the Lord. He was moving around to give pure devotion. But when he came to the house of Maharaj Chitraketu was not having that intelligence to ask for pure devotion. He said, "Oh, let me ask for son." He said, "Oh, you are a very powerful person. Please give me a son." And what was the reason? He was a gentleman. So he could not say, "Oh, I am very much attached to having a son. Please give me a son." He said, "I want a son so that he can deliver myself and my forefathers." And he said, what is called putra. Like we have Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And mantra means manat rahete iti mantra. One who can rescue your mind from this material entanglement. That is called mantra. Similarly, putra, there is a hell of the name Pu. So putra means one who can protect you from the hell by offering you pinda, oblations. So Maharaj Chitraketu said, "Oh, I want a putra. I want a son so that he can offer me oblations. And then myself and all my forefathers will be protected from going to this hellish life." He says, "We are all gliding down fast into this hellish life because we are not having a son who can offer oblations." Oh, this is a very logical way, but it's another way to protect the forefathers from gliding to hell. That was adapted by Prahlad Maharaj. We see Prahlad Maharaj, he did not engage himself into performing any oblations. What he did? He just engaged himself into devotional service. And just by engaging into devotional service, as was benedicted to Prahlad by Maharaj Chitraketu, three saptabhi, three times seven, the 21 of your generations will be liberated. And that's why this is a better way to deliver. Because as I mentioned in the beginning, if you offer oblations to your father or forefathers, they will be delivered from the present hellish life and they may get a human life again. But again, they will glide down to the hellish life. Because in human society, some sinful activities are inevitable. But if someone becomes a devotee of the Supreme Lord, then he will not only deliver from the hellish life his forefathers for once, but he will deliver them for good. He will send all of them back to Godhead, spiritual world. A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartino Arjuna Mam Upete to Kaunteya Punar Janma Na Vidyate. If you just offer obeisances from the hell, you may send into heaven. Trivedya Ma Somapa Puta Papa Yenni Rishta Swargatim Prathayantete Tetam Surendra Lokam Ashnanti Devyan Divideva Bhogan. That you can go to heaven, enjoy opulences. But then, Shine Punya Mrityu Lokam Vishanti. Once your past is over, you will come back. So it's just like Brahma. You go up and down and again suffer. But if someone takes to spiritual life, devotional service, it is said in one Puran, which has been quoted this verse, Nutyanti Pitara Sarve, Nutyanti Cha Pitamah, Mama Vansho Vaishno Jatah, Samet Rata Bhavishyati. That is, our ancestors, actually, we dance here. It is said, Nutyanti Pitaraha Sarve. That when a person becomes devotee in this world, all his ancestors start dancing. Those who are dead. Those who are alive, they don't dance. They start crying. Why he has become a devotee. But those who are dead, they know that actually this is good. No, after death, what is the destination? They are already gliding down towards hell. So they know. So those who are dead, they all start dancing. Nutyanti pitarah sarve. Nutyanti cha pitamah. Even the great four ancestors, they are also very happy and dancing. The present ancestors, they don't, present parents and grandparents, they don't know what's exactly happening. So they feel greatly sorrow. That why is doing like this? What happened? Who influenced him? They all want to do this inquiry. But those who know the truth, in the sense those who have experienced the truth, that after death we are all gliding towards hellish life, they start very joyfully, happily dancing. Because they know, somehow or other we all performed willingly or unwillingly some sinful activities, and therefore we are suffering. In Kali Yuga there is no pinda, so there is great joy of dancing when someone becomes a devotee. In Kali Yuga there is no offering of pinda, so everyone who dies and who has no devotee in his family is for sure a hellish life. In the previous life at least there was temporary relief. People would offer some pinda and temporary at least he would come out of the hellish life. In this Kali Yuga, because all this symptom, all this process of pinda has been stopped completely, or has almost it has become extinct. Somewhere we see some pindas being offered. That also for 1 year or something. And we know, we have heard many times in the past few lectures, the Brahmanas of Kali Yuga chanting sannyas mantra in marriage and death mantras in somewhere else and upanayan mantras in sannyas, something. So similarly, we don't know what types of pinda ceremonies take place. Whatever it takes place, little bit here and there. But still, almost they have become extinct. So in the Kali Yuga, if someone dies without having a family of devotees, he is for sure to go to hell. So in Kali Yuga, the ancestors become more joyful. There is no scope of our deliverance, but he has become a devotee. Nutyanti pitarah sarve. Nutyanti cha pitamah. Why? He says, somehow or other in our family, a devotee has taken birth. Mama vamsha vaishnava jata. And what he will do? Same tratha bhavishyati. He will become our deliverer. Tratha means same mantra. Tratha, who will become deliver us. And they know this person will not deliver us only once. Somebody performs pinda, he delivers only once. But he is going to deliver us forever and take us back to the spiritual world. So Maharaj Chitraketu, he did not know this way of delivering the forefathers. And basically, even if he might have known, he wanted a son. He was so attached and so much desirable that I want a son to have some pinda. And by that pinda, Prabhupada says, in the previous times, Vedic culture, people would have son only to perform oblations to deliver the forefathers. So Chitraketu Maharaj was similarly concerned in this way. And therefore he requested Maharaj Angira to deliver him and to give him a son. He was not on the level like Prahlad Maharaj to ask for pure devotional service. His nursing dev was telling him, please ask something, a kingdom, a son, a family, a wife. He said, I just don't want anything. I am very happy that I am able to remember you always. Somehow that I have got this. So this is the most important essence of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says, Antakale cha mameva svaran muktva kalevaram aya prayati samad bhavam yati nastita samshaya. There is no doubt if someone remembers me at a time of death, he can achieve me. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavan. So it's very easy. We have to remember Krishna at a time of death. But what is the process Krishna himself gives to remember him at a time of death? Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmare uddhacha mayyar pito mano buddhi mam evashishna samshaya. Krishna says, if you want to, this is the continuous verses. Text number 5, he says, antakale cha mameva. Text number 6, he says, yam yam vapi svaran bhavan. So he has told that you have to remember Krishna at time of death. But what is the process to remember Krishna at time of death? And not just remember him at a time of death. The process is to remember him always. And therefore in text 7, he says that. Next sloka only. That tasma sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yuddhacha. that if you want to remember me at a time of death, the solution is you have to remember me always. Once when I was giving this point, somebody asked me, "Oh Prabhuji, in the question answer session, you are telling us to remember Krishna always, but how can we remember in the sleep?" It seems very logical question. But our Shastra Lord explains, first let us try to remember him at least when we are awake. Then we can worry when we are asleep. Yeah, at least let us concentrate on the part of remembering Krishna when we are awake. And if we can successfully do that, automatically during the sleep we will always remember Krishna. It's just very logical. Whatever we remember in the daytime, we remember in the sleep time. In the daytime, if we remember of whatever item or food or place, the same thoughts come in the night time. Similarly, if we concentrate on, so we basically we don't have to worry of remembering in the sleep. It will come automatically if we remember him in the wakeful state. We have to concentrate only on 12 hours of the day or 18 hours of the day to remember Krishna. And then when we are asleep, it will be automatically taken care of. Because whatever we think of in the daytime, automatically in the sleep time, automatically we will remember only that thing. But the point is, tasma sarveshu kalyeshu ma manusmare uddhacha. Therefore we see in this material world, Lord Krishna has told us that one have to always remember him, and only then he can achieve his abode. In the next verses, after 2-3 verses, himself he again says, ananya cheta satatam yomam smarati nityasah tasyaham sulabham partha nitya yuktasya yogina. That ananya cheta satatam, you have to always think of me. Satatam, with any other, without any other motive in the mind, one has to think of remembering Krishna. Practice that. So in this, from we can learn from this verse, although we have learned one very important point, that in this material world, we may have 1,000 good things. We learned this point in the last few sessions. But a human mind is, it goes only on the thing which is, he doesn't have. And that is a human nature, lamenting. A human nature is lamenting. He may have everything in the whole world, but he may say, I don't have this one thing. And he will lament for that. Human life is equal to lamenting. Shok. Shoka moha bhayapaha. Shoka moha and bhay. These are the very characteristics of human life. And one has to get above this. Demigod life is life of joyful. They are happy. They are having better health, beautiful body, good gardens, good flower garlands. But there is also death. And animal life is always fearful life. Even while they are enjoying, they are fearful. Even while they are eating, they are fearful. Even while they are sleeping, they are fearful. Therefore, we see all the animals, even when they are asleep, a small sound took, and they immediately open their eyes. What's happening? They are so fearful. They can't sleep also peacefully. At least human beings can. Animals, if you see a small sound, and they are immediately awakened. But human life is lamenting. In the sleep also, he is lamenting. Yeah. In the sleep, in the dreams, he is worrying. Oh, I am don't having this. He is having a better marks. Tomorrow I have exam. Such a great tension. In the sleep also, he is lamenting. That is a symptom of human life. And in the demigod life, is joyful. But that joy is also a material happiness. And spiritual life is chant and be happy. Blissful. Kevala ananda kanda. Parama karuna bhoi dhoi jana. Nitaya kura chandra. Sava avatara sara shiromani kevala ananda kanda. Yes. The spiritual life is fully joyful. If one takes to Krishna consciousness, he doesn't have to worry of getting a child to deliver the forefathers and leaving some wealth for the next generations. And so many responsibilities are there in this material world. A person takes birth, he has hundreds of responsibilities. But if one surrenders to Krishna, he doesn't have to worry of anything. He cannot become irresponsible. He has the greatest responsibility of remembering Krishna 24 hours a day. If he doesn't do this and doesn't do that, then he's the greatest irresponsible person. He will get both reactions. he will get both reactions of not serving the forefathers and the parents, and also not because sometimes we say, oh no, I am devotee. No, I have no responsibility towards parents. Yes, but then you have higher responsibility. Human life means life of responsibility. Srila Prabhupada says, you can't catch an animal if he breaks a red signal. If there's a red signal and a dog crosses, he'll not catch a dog. But if car goes, immediately human life caught. Similarly, one can escape this karma kanda section of Vedas, but he cannot, he has to be responsible somewhere. Human life means life of responsibility. Either better do this. Yes, this is not a permanent solution. The best option is spiritual life. Take to it in a very serious way. But if we play around and neither do this, neither do that, then the future is very dark. You will be getting reactions from both sides. If you don't do these responsibilities, you will be having sinful reactions of not doing your responsibilities. And if you don't properly do devotional service, you will have reactions there also. So one has to be very serious in this spiritual life. He can't just escape this material responsibilities just by saying, no, I become a devotee. Gato mukundam parihatte kartam. He has to take shelter of Krishna. Then he can be relieved of this other material responsibilities. And actually this is the best solution. Completely free from this cycle of birth, old age, disease and death. Completely in the hands of Krishna. Rakhe Krishna mare ke. Mare Krishna rakhe ke. A devotee doesn't worry. Mama janmani janmani shvare. Bhautad bhaktir ahetu ketvai. Let me take birth hundreds of times or let me go back to spiritual world. How does it matter? I am always remembering Krishna. And therefore he is always happy. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna.